Yeah, so today's passage, you guys have probably heard of it before, right? It made me think about a number of things. Whenever I prepare a message for you guys, I read the passage and I try to think, what is it that the High C students are going through? What are you guys going through? What kind of issues do you have in your life? What challenges? That's what I think about. Because I believe that the Bible, it really has a lot to say about life, right? So one special thing about our church, guys, is that we don't try to give you religion, okay? Rather, we try to teach you about life and then what our faith has to say about it. You guys know the difference? We're not trying to give you religion, okay? We're trying to teach you about life and what our faith has to say about it. Okay, so we're going to reflect on what this passage has to say to us today. So, what's one of the scariest things, guys? When you're in a crowd of people, what's one of the scariest things? I think one of the scariest things is to feel all alone in that crowd, right? Like to have nobody there that you can talk to or hang out with. I think it terrifies us, especially at your age. If we're alone in a crowd, that's a sign that I'm all alone, right? And that's why when we're in a crowd or surrounded by people, we want to have at least that one person that I can talk to or hang or be with, right? Because we are afraid to be alone in that crowd. So I think about our High C. You guys are very busy right now doing things in your life, but I can tell when you guys come together, for the most part, you guys have a very strong group identity. Hey guys at the back, please keep your eyes up here, okay? When you guys are together, you guys have a strong group identity, don't we? This High C. You guys have gone through a lot together. We've laughed together playing games. We've cried together at retreats. We've prayed for one another, right? You guys have this like group chat that you guys like to talk about ridiculous things, right? I mean, you guys have a lot of fun together. It's a big group identity. But listen up, guys. What can happen when you belong to a crowd? What can happen if you actually feel like, okay, I'm comfortable now, I'm coming here, I belong to this group and crowd? I think it's easy to start losing sight, of what individuals in that crowd are going through, right? We can come and have fun together as a group, but we don't really know maybe what's going on with a certain individual, right? Or also, if someone maybe doesn't feel that connected to the group, we might lose sight of that. Right? Because I'm enjoying myself. I'm comfortable with this crowd. So I don't really notice if someone doesn't feel connected. And so by being so comfortable in this crowd, maybe unintentionally we're excluding other people because I'm comfortable. You guys know what I'm saying? Right? So a message from today's passage is that God seeks out, okay? This is the wonderful thing about our faith, actually. God seeks out those who are abandoned or rejected by the crowd, right? That sheep who was lost. The shepherd left the 99 and went looking after that one sheep until he found it, right? So in a crowd, in a group, a group dynamic starts to take place, right? Think about it. You guys, as a High C, you guys now start to have memories together. You guys remember, oh, that game, remember that? Remember what happened to with this person who did whatever and like funny things, and you guys start forming inside jokes, right? That you can like laugh at. And that's a good thing. I mean, hey, that's part wonderful thing about a community is you form memories together and bonds. But what if, someone is newer and doesn't really have that history? Or what if someone just doesn't really connect with those kind of jokes that are going on? They can start to feel like excluded and they don't belong, right? But yeah, so let's go back to our message. It's about God seeks out these kind of people who are excluded or maybe who don't belong, right? So even in our own group here, there might be someone who feels left out, excluded, like they don't belong. Or there might be someone who's really kind of going through some difficulties or struggles, right? Normally, I mean, when a group dynamic takes place, whoever is kind of different from that normal interaction, those are the kind of people that start to maybe feel a question. Do I really belong to this group, right? Maybe they're quieter. Maybe they're not as like talkative, or maybe they're not like that kind of just funny personality, or, you know, they can start questioning themselves. Do I really belong here? So the message for us today is, you know, we should be so thankful and rejoice in a community that we have, but we shouldn't be too comfortable with it. Okay? Rather, while we're thankful for the community, we have to always keep our eyes open, okay, to those who might feel a little left out. And we have to keep our eyes open for someone who might be going through a difficult time. That takes some sensitivity, okay? You know, because when we all come, we all smile, right? We all like just talk as if there's nothing going on, but we need to peel beneath the layers to undersee, oh, maybe someone's going through something, okay? Because here's the thing. It's much easier just to, because I know you guys are busy, you have school and things like that. So when you come to church, you probably just don't want to think about anything. You just want to enjoy, right? So it's so much easier to just relax and enjoy the company that you have. It takes much more effort and courage to seek out those who might either be excluded or those who might be going through a difficult time. But that's what our faith in our God is all about. We ask God to open our eyes to see what God sees. Okay? God sees beneath the layers to our hearts. He knows who's hurting or who's struggling or who might feel like they don't belong. So let's ask ourselves, okay, in our group here in the High C, who might feel a little excluded or who might be going through a difficult time? Okay? And not only here, when you're out in school or outside of church, if you belong to, you know, groups of friends or whatever, ask yourself, okay, like, so first, like, you know, open your eyes, like, around, beyond the group. Like, who's actually feeling excluded, right? Or even in my group, are we just kind of hanging out? Remember at March retreat, we talked about two types of relationships. What were they? You guys remember? I, it, and I, thou, right? So what's an I, it relationship? Non-personal or whatever. Yeah. So an example is like, is this group that I'm with, is it just because I don't want to feel alone that I'm with them? Am I just using them, in other words, to make myself feel okay? You know? Or am I actually connecting with them as people? Right? So even if in your own group, there might be someone who's really kind of hurting or going through something. Right? So we need to ask God to open our eyes to that. Because you know what? Here's the thing. At the end of the day, we all feel alone at times, don't we? I know when you're, and most of you have your own room. Some of you might share a room with your sibling, but when you're in your room all alone with the door closed, trying to do homework, but all these other thoughts are probably going in your head, right? You're alone in the swirl of thoughts going on in your head, aren't you? There might be, and in those moments, all sorts of things might be coming to you. Maybe you're facing some self-doubts. I know for some of the grade 12s, oh man, am I going to get into that program that I want? Am I good enough? Or you might go through some emotions or thoughts that you don't share with anyone, right? We all have that. Or you might be hurting from something. The point is, at some point, we're all alone. Okay? But the good news from today is that God seeks us out when we're alone. That's the amazing thing. God does not seek out the crowd. God seeks us out when we are alone. Okay, just like that shepherd. Just like the sheep who got lost. Let's imagine a little bit about this sheep, okay? This sheep, okay? When it was in the crowd, it felt kind of safe, right? Familiar sounds, all these other bah, bah, you know, like it knew where the shepherd was guiding them. But now it's all alone. So I imagine like a dark night, sheep's alone on this trail, right? There's kind of like the trees around and it's very quiet now because there's no sounds of those familiar sheep that made it feel safe, right? It's all alone. And what else? Kind of scary. There might be like a wolf or a fierce predator lurking nearby, right? Ready to sink its teeth into the sheep. Very scary. Okay, but I'm sure that's what a lot of us must feel like at times, right? Alone and scared. But this is when God seeks us out, right? When God finds us, God places us on his shoulders and rejoices at finding us. See, the good news is God is always looking for us, but we just need to be sensitive to God's presence. Okay? It's because it's when we're alone that God tells us we are not alone. You guys get that? It's when we are alone that God tells us we're not alone. Being sensitive to God's presence takes time. In this kind of scientific, technological world, it's hard to really understand what does it mean to be sensitive to God's presence. It involves being in a relationship with God. So trying to cultivate a relationship with God is important. Like when you're alone with your thoughts, I don't know, try talking to God. Just tell God what you're going through and how you're feeling. Ask for guidance and help. Right? Give thanks to God for the blessings in your life. And most importantly, ask God to open your eyes. Okay? Because then you'll start to see things differently. You'll see people differently and see things differently. If you can develop this relationship with God, you will grow more confident in yourself. Right? I really want that for you guys, to be confident in who you are and confident based on God's blessing to you. Because this way, if you're confident with God's presence, you won't need the crowd to make you feel better about yourself, right? Because your confidence will come from God. And so when you're confident, when you're in the crowd, you can actually pay more attention to others who are in the crowd, who might be hurting or feel excluded. Do you know what I'm saying? Because when we're not confident, we just tend to be self-centered and focused on me, right? But when you're confident, you can actually start paying attention to others. So when we're alone, let's turn to God. What do you guys think? Yeah, let's turn to God. Let's find our confidence in God. Right? With this confidence, okay, we won't have to rely on the crowd to feel good about ourselves, and we won't have to feel too comfortable in it, but let us ask God to open our eyes to see what God sees. Okay, those who might be left out and going through tough times. So that's what our faith is all about. Amen? Amen. I pray that God blesses you guys like throughout the week, okay, that God can open your eyes, okay, and give you that confidence, okay, so that you can pay more attention to what's around you.